What's up? This is the fifth episode. Fifth? Yeah, I say it right. Fifth episode, what do you want to talk about? Hey, what do you want to talk about? I have lots of things to talk about, but what do you want to talk about? I have a structure of a comedy. Yeah. Do you want to talk about that? You want to talk about structure of comedy? Or structure of a joke? No. You absolutely don't like that. So, what am I going to do? Would you don't like me talking about structure of jokes? So, just here is some ideas. What do we have in common? You're probably Christians, atheists, Muslims? No. Said wrong. I should say Islamic. Buddhist like me. We can talk about ghosts. We can talk about ghosts. If you want to talk about ghosts, we can talk about ghosts. Because ghosts is something we can have in common. Ghosts, spirits, hell. No, not to mention hell, but ghosts. Yeah, ghost. We could talk about Thai ghosts. Thai ghosts are fucking amazing. Sometimes they haunt people, and those people strip themselves and talk in alien language and talk insanely loud in order to, like, you know, to convince people that, hey, I'm haunting. I'm being haunted by a ghost. Pay attention. I'm being haunted right now. I'm gonna strip myself. Can't do that in a strip club because then I would be a stripper, but you know what? I'm not. I'm being haunted by a ghost. It's different, damn it. And some people, they are really crazy. But some people, they are making some dough. Some dough. Some scroller. Some money. So those people making money, they like plan for a whole village, you know, like a village comes together, like people in a village just go in a meeting, like the for example, the religious place in the village, the priest and the villagers, so they talk together like, hey, you know what, our village is really poor, we can't plant any fucking things, government doesn't help us do any damn fucking thing, why don't we just, you know, gather some stones and, you know, make a story, gather some stones, make a story about it, and then sell it, and call it, let's just call it a holy stone, and let's just sell it as a holy stone in a really freaking high price, and other villagers and the priests just agree, absolutely, oh yeah, So what's the plan? And they go like, oh, you know what? Somebody here in this place has to act crazy. And then you kind of have to strip yourselves a little bit. So, you know, some pants and shirts, just a little bit. Just, you can keep your undies and bras and stuff. So, okay, we're gonna strip. And what else? Oh, we can do some running around and talking in alien language. Anyone know Chinese? For example, Chinese. Okay, you know Chinese. Oh, you know Chinese. Okay. Anyone knows like Finnish or Yiddish? Oh, I know Yiddish. I know like Finnish. I know Latvian. I know Italian. You know, people don't get Italian in Thailand. Okay, I know Italian. So you speak Italian and you over there, you strip because you don't know any languages. And you right there, you might wanna, you know, find some acts for yourself. So we can sell the holy stones. And they just, you know, begin. So they begin to sell their holy fucking stones, and they will go to like some TV shows and spiritual cases. So they pretend that they have some problems with spirits haunting or some spirits messing with their daily life, and they would go to like every fucking TV shows about ghosts, and they can sell these holy stones like together with the not only they can make money from the holy stones, but when they, you know, they're invited, or they go and show and explain their problems, fake problems, in a TV show, and the company pays them too. So it's like two ways of making money. And that's poppycock. I don't wanna sound posh, but people are really, really, really spontaneous about money. You know what? Just forget about it. Just forget about it. My inspiration for the story is from a TV show in Thailand called Guys vs. Ghosts Season 7. Is famous enough to have Season 7. So this episode is called Sorcerer's Stone. Sound like a fucking Harry Potter sequel. Yeah, the rock is haunted. Yeah. So basically, this is what I think. It's not just comedy that need acts, or TV, or radio, or internet. Normal people, when they are in need of big hot cash, they fucking act too. And they act so good because it's for their living. You hear me? They're so spontaneous. So natural. So spontaneous. I can't even fucking tell if that's the acting or that is really their problem. You know? I'm so scared. I have this sorcerer's stone in the backyard of mine, and I don't want to have the stone and then get rid of the ghost or whatever. Just whatever. The guys just can't do shit. But it's in another way to promote their products. Holy motherfucking stones. Besides selling a holy stone on TV, people tell stories. Some people will get paid just only by telling stories, ghost stories. So this is the components of a Thai ghost story. So let's just talk about the place, the setting. Where does the story happen? It's just like, you know, components of some literature shit, but this is a Thai ghost story. Have to hear me. So you can is either this story happen on the road, or this story happen in a resident, like somebody's house, or a hotel room, an apartment, apartment. So that is the place. And you will have the it's either you're alone or you're with somebody. Somebody might be your friends, your colleagues, or your partner, husband and wife, or, you know, a gay couple, or you're alone. But most people, they're not really alone, because, you know, when you're alone, some people, and you're alone and you tell a ghost story, and people say, like, you're alone. You can't really tell if, you know, you really experienced that shit. You might be high on weed or whatever that people don't see, and you don't know yourself, so that doesn't count. So I think having people around you witness the story or the miracle, I'm gonna call it a miracle, witness some supernatural events, that as a degree of terror. Sorry, I hate to say that word because I know it's gonna burst into the microphone, the terror. That's my mom coughing in the distance. So, it's not a ghost though. So, having a company, why not just one, or like two, or a group, like more people will add more degree of terror to your story. Please, if you're alone, you might be high on something, or you just get scared and see some weird shit. So better be in groups. And what else? Suppose you are in a hotel room with your friends, and then you have the climax, which is when the ghost actually appears in some forms, you know, you might see it or heard it. Oh, sorry, hear it. You can see it, you can hear it, you can smell it, and you can like sense it by your touch. You know, you get goosebumps, or you might, you know, you were on a bed, like a king size bed, with your girlfriend, supposed, and then the mattress, for some reason, on that mattress and the bed sheets, you feel like somebody just sit on it, and then it goes down. Like when you lay yourself on something and the material, they adjust to your body or to your weight. Yeah, you can sense that too. So that actually happens in a lot of ghost stories I heard. So you can, yeah, climax is when the miracle appears, or the miracle happens. So, and after that, you have to have the backstory. Like, oh, in that room, people used to die. No, used to die. It's just like, it just feels like the frequency of the words. No. The frequency of the action is just too much. I don't want to use the word used to. So, suppose you're in a hotel room with your girlfriend, and then you feel like something just sit on your mattress, and you know it. And you open your eyes, and you poke your girlfriend, and hey, honey, I just feel something. I think somebody is sitting on the mattress. And yeah, and stuff like that. And yeah, that's the climax. And after that, you will have a backstory, or the reasons behind it all. And this is optional, but recommend that you have a information giver, or the like staff of the place. You will have the neighbor, you will have the resolver. So those information guys will tell the backstories of the place. And that's it. That's the end of the ghost story. So those are components of a Thai ghost story, but I don't know about any foreign ghost stories, but I don't think they are well arranged like Thai ghost stories. I'm so proud. Okay, so yeah, Thai ghost stories. That shit is a must hear in Thailand. Thank you for listening to what episode is this? Episode 5th of Nathan's podcast. If you really listen to me and you just follow along with my broken English, American accent, I really appreciate it. I thank you for just listening to me, and to this point, thank you so much. It's been a long way. Thank you.